Good afternoon, everybody. Today is the last session of the Parayan of 2012 in Simandi City, Adalaj, Gandhinagar, India. This is the 21st of January 2012, and in the evening session at around 4:30 now, Pujyadeepak Bhai is entering, just entered the stage as he approaches our Gnani Purush Dada Shri and Pujani Ruma, the two previous Gnanis, and laying flowers at their feet and putting a garland around them. My Gnani is my highest obeisance to the two of you for everything that you have given us in this Akram Vignan, and as he touches their feet and then touches his forehead with his fingers and his heart, laying roses at the feet of the huge image of Gnani Purush Dada Shri on the right side, moving over to Lord Simandar. My Lord, you are the fully enlightened one in this universe, which and are particularly grace. We people in the earth are very graced by your energies, and for this we are extremely grateful. And we are especially grateful for all the knowledge of Akram Vignan that is unfolding through our Gnani Purush Dada Shri and our current living Gnani Pujyadeepak Bhai. Moving over to Lord Krishna to the left of the big stage. Hey Vasudev Narayan, hey Yogeshwar Bhagwan, I am as pure as you are, having attained the essence of the Gita through my Gnani Purush Dada Shri. I continue to look for your grace. And then more flowers at the feet of the Gnani Purush on the left side, and the final Patu already has it. Pratibha has it. As he turns to all of us, everybody thoroughly and absolutely satisfied, completely satisfied with the what they have attained so far in this Parayan. As they look at our Gnani, who has finished the Parayan of Aptavani 4 this morning, and has revealed major things in the heart of the previous of our original Gnani Purush Dada Shri, and in the Lord Mahavir, the current the last Tirthankar on this earth. As he raises his arms above his head, and everybody, thousands raising their arms, saying Dada Bhagwan na asim je jikar ho. And so this afternoon we are going to finish the Parayan, the last remaining pages hopefully we'll see on pure love. This little booklet of love is packed with just jewels of love and compassion. This is pure love, or we call Prem. Prem is two and a half. If you want to write the word Prem, P-R-E-M, in Gujarati, it takes two and a half words. And Kabir has said that this letter of two and a half words, the world continues to talk about this letter of two and a half words, but nobody has understood the meaning of the word two and a half words, the exact meaning. And now it is only when you become free from the passions that are intrinsically involved with the intention that I am this body, and free from the reactions of anger, greed, deceit and pride, that you really understand what love is. And that is only possible if you attain the S capital self, and that is only possible in this era of the time cycle through the Gnan Vidhi of Gnani Purush Dada Shri. Otherwise it remains an issue. And this book of Prem was initially the total number of pages in this book is about 64, and in previous small shibirs overseas, and also here in a few days in Simandi City, Pujyadeepak Bhai has taken some words of the last few words in the last few chapters, and And I believe that we'll be starting somewhere on page 51. Where there is love, there is liberation. But we'll find out if he wants to go in a different area. So, Jai Sachidanand, hello. Jai Sachidanand, the awareness of the eternal is bliss. I bow to the absolute self who resides within you with infinite devotion and deep sense of oneness. Jai Sachidanand. Moha. Moha, illusory attachment. Did you complete the moha, seeing the moha in the entire Samayana, or is something left? Yes, then if it is left, then go home and then do it again. You just have to see, you just need to see the illusory attachment that file one has. You are the pure soul, Shuddhatma. You just have to see what is going on in nada with it, or uve now. Let us finish what was left in the word prem. And then we will take in the second half, the questions and answer sessions of prem. So let us... Prem.
Page 56
in the old edition. So, as I don't know where they're reading for. People tell me this is on page 57. People tell me that I worry about them. That is true, but they do not realize that I do not allow those worries to touch or affect me. Worries can debilitate a person, take away the energies, whereas one can do anything if he does not have worries. Worries can destroy a man. So I do everything superficially, and I do not allow worries to touch me. Questioner. So really, you would not do anything if a Mahatma were suffering deeply. Would you not, if a Mahatma was suffering deeply, would you not do anything? There is, you know, feelings for a person is called Lagni. There is kind of relative. You know, somebody is hurting, somebody is in a bad state. Externally, there is an external feeling, but inside it would, I will not let it touch me at all. I will do everything that is needed. I sent messages for his pure soul. I sent messages to the celestial beings for his welfare, etc. I can do prarthana and vidhi and everything, but inside I will not let it affect me at all. 57. Page 57, yes. 57. Okay, so, Dadashri. So, really, you would not do anything? If Mahatma was suffering deeply, would you not do anything? Dadashri, of course I would. But it would be superficial. By superficial, I mean that all the work is being taken care of, but it is taking place in the foreign department. I would not let it affect me. Everything that the relative self needs to do should be done. One should let all the external processes take place, but without any worries. On the contrary, things become ruined by worries. Are you really asking me to worry? Are you really asking me to worry? When you let something affect you, you do not become, and you become involved, and the separation of the foreign and the home department gets blurred, and you will not accomplish what you had set out to do. This is how everyone in this world reacts, and that is why nothing is achieved in this world. When I do not let it affect me, it is a protection for the other person and for me also. That is what I mean by the term safe side. I do not let it affect me. I have experienced that the outcome is not good when I let it affect me. I lose my energies and the other person's work does not get done. And if I do not let it affect me, then the strength of the self as capital Atma Virya, energies increase and the other person's work is done. The science is love itself. There is no anger, pride, not attachment, but deceit and greed in love. If any of these exist, then it is not love. So change the word attachment to deceit and greed. The non-self effects are different and the self is different. But when you become absorbed and become nada, then the energies of the selves get veiled, they get covered up, and therefore you will not be able to help him. So when you remain in your Atma Bhav, I am the pure soul, Ishmindvayana Sile, the other person is also a pure soul, then nothing will come. So this is the Tirthankars, and why are they considered topmost in the world? Because in every samay, in their subatomic, they will not at all get absorbed or get engrossed in any evidence of the non-self complex. This is the very thing. Dada's work of Kalyan, yes, in Bhav, he is in the Paudgalik Bhav, that I must remain in good feelings about it, and I must do, hold it for me. I must remain in
I must remain. Okay, so we externally do everything that is necessary, but you will not have the slightest worry. Bless you, Deepak Bhai. Inside you should not have any kind of. And if you need to sneeze, go ahead and sneeze, but don't let it touch you because the body is sneezing. That's all. Okay, now this is a very major discovery of Dada, and when your awareness increases to a significant level, it will come to that, and then you know, supposing the husband is sick or your son is seriously ill, or if your son is not studying well, son has gone on the wrong track, or your daughter has gone on the wrong track, or something terrible has happened to you, all of those badness, you know, then he says, you know, he says, how many marks did he get? He got 87. You enter into suffering because you look at another child who is getting 97 marks out of 100. But instead, remain in the awareness of the separation of the self, remain in the escapical self, remain in the rhinocele, and then send positive signals to your son or to the one who is sick in the hospital or wherever, that my Lord, energize him, let there be separation within him. But you know, you may be talking about gnan or saying, supposing your husband is sick and you are a Mahatma lady, then you will be in all kinds. What will happen to him and what will happen to me? The moment you enter into the suffering, then you will lose all the energies and the energies of the self, not the strength of the self, but the energy of the self, and the energies increase. So on top of page 58, the old word is strength, but it is really actually the energy of the strength. You see, these are very subtle energies, not strength, and then you will come back to it. So therefore, so the work of the Jagat Kalyan, you know, when can you do the best work for Jagat Kalyan? When you do not become Tanmayakar in Shuddha, you do not become Tanmayakar in Ove, in Nada, or in Kacha, etc. So this was very good. So let us finish. Now we have just read it. Now, if you get a lot of worries, then you know, then it is concerned as, supposing you enter into sexuality too much, and then you become too absorbed in sexuality, then, but you know, the moment worry happens, Dada moves away from it. Okay, that means, so the moment it touches you, then it becomes nirvirya. Yes, the moment you become the body to the slightest extent, then you lose all your energies of the escapital self. And to become Tanmayakar, to become the body-mind form, that means you enter into the weaknesses and the kashais of the smallest CLF, whereas akashais, no kashais, no and no kashais, no, and to remain contained in the energies of the self as capital is to have the energies of an emperor, because this is so. Why? Because at the level of the subatomic molecular particles of time, at the smallest fraction of time called samay, in the Tirthankar does not allow the non-self particles to attach to the selves. But the moment you let it affect it to the other side, so there is a constant and continuous awareness of the escapital self only. For us, it has happened for all of Mahatmas, it has happened at the level of the pratiti, the conviction, and slowly through the five agnas, this vision will carry us to the level of the gnan, which is the experience of the self. And we should know that these are all the results of the non-self complex only, and I am the blissful knower and the seer of it all. Even in pratikraman, you are not doing the pratikraman. Nada is doing the pratikraman. Kacha is doing the pratikraman. Kata is doing the pratikraman. So that is the safe side. The definition of the safe side is given very beautiful sentence here, that he says that this is the safe side. You see, the safe side is, we just read, there was a word of safe side that had just come, that he says that when it does not affect, let it affect you at all, and you remain absolutely unaffected. Therefore, you are in your safe side, and you will also be able to help the other person who is so affected physically or mentally or is disturbed. And you know, he is, and so you can really do take care of his safe side too if you remain in your safe side too. To safe side on this side. when somebody is suffering, if you do the prayers through the pure soul in that person, you have to become the Shuddhatma, the pure soul, and then send the positive energies of your positive energies towards the pure self of the other person who is very sick or something terrible has happened to other person. So this is on this side of the line of demarcation. And so from your collective energies of the prayers of the S capital self, if you can do something, if you have three or four of Mahatmas have gone, say, to the hospital to visit, then you become, all of you become the Raina Sile, and then you do the pure energies, and then you can do very, very beautiful energies, energizing for the person who is, say, very sick in the hospital or has something terrible has happened in his home. So this from Pratiti, it will increase into the awareness, and then it will come to the experience, and then ultimately it will come in contact. And now, if supposing I get a sexual thought and two level things in the same, and he says, supposing I become Tanmayakar in any evidences of the non-self complex, then it comes out, and then it comes out as a disease, or it comes out, and so you see. And then the psychologists talk about all kinds of diseases that happen because why do you think this, all of these knots of sexuality, of pride or anger or deception arise within a human being? It is because in the past he has become absorbed in everything that has happened. Tanmayakar, it is the body, mind, form only. But if you can remain in the separation of who you are, then even if while one does the worst kind of work, if Nada is the worst thing through mind, speech and body, even then you can say, Nada, this is yours, this is not mine, I am the pure soul, this is just happening. So keep it in the awareness of the S capital self, and then you will be in the Shuddha Upyog, the pure applied awareness of the self, and you will not enter into Ashud or Ashubha or the inauspicious, the bad Upyog of, oh, I'm suffering, what a terrible thing has happened to me, etc. Now next one. Supposing we are all doing this, we are all having the bliss of the self because of the separation that has happened, but the moment we go outside, wherever we go, then we immediately become the doer, and we feel like I am doing this, and then we become Tanmayakar, and we become, and when you watch TV, because when you watch the TV, if you can see, when the eyes are seeing, or when the eyes are listening, when etc., that is, you cannot remain in the awareness of the separation. At the very subtle level, you are become Tanmayakar, and if you watch a lot of TV, you will lose your awareness of the S capital self. So when you are watching TV, you are supposed to watch the knower of the seer of the TV. Can you watch the seer of the TV? It is very difficult because the eyes really get absorbed in everything that is happening on the TV. So TV is not a good thing for the awareness of the self, you see. So it is very, except for watching these satsangs, there is nothing worth watching on television. And the one who is disturbed and who is already dependent on the non-self complex cannot help anyone. And then once the ego is totally become zero, then there is nothing comes as a result of those ego. Ego, what are you going to call the ego? You see, you are the S capital self, and then any results of the ego, if you believe that I am Ketan, to believe that I am Nada and I am doing these things, then you know you are automatically into anger, greed, deceit and pride. So, but no matter what is happening to Nada, whether you tell Nada, do the prayers of the pure soul, and you know, just come back to, then you will have amazing energies of the self that will come to you. So he says, just see the pure souls in everyone, and then if you cannot see, and then if somebody is sick, somebody is suffering, oh dear pure Lord, grant him the energy so that he can, grant him an energy to let him go to Lord Simandar and get the protection of Lord Simandar. This is, ours is a very scientific path. When when somebody is very disturbed, somebody is very much affected, somebody is sick in the hospital, hospital, something terrible has happened to somebody, everybody runs around trying to help them. But you could be sitting in your home, in your room, you don't need to rush there and first become very firm in your capital self and then send the magnificent positive signals to his pure souls. So, you know, if through the mind, speech and video you can do only 10%, but through the intention you can do 100%, even if you are lying down. That is what Dada used to do in the Vadodara room office, 10 by 12 room office. He would sit there and he will send positive intentions all over the world. And if Dada met Nada even for 5 minutes, you know, he will remember you and he will send positive signals to you. In 87, I was see that when Dada was very sick, his vidis was growing over for each and every person that Dada had met. So this is amazing prarthana or a prayer of the highest. This is a prayer of the Gnani Purush. And this is the prayer of the one who has become. Because the highest science is that the biggest science in Aptamani 4 is that everything of Nada is a discharge only. What it is, the discharge may be good or bad, but it is all discharge only. And so it is a spinning top that is saying, even Nada may be a very wise girl at one time, another time she is acting like a crazy woman. Both of them are happening to the discharge of Nada, and you can remain as the blissful one and see everything as it is happening. And then, you know, and then once the discharge is over and she is coming out of the Tanmayakar state, then you can say, are you out of it? Now do go and do the pratikraman for all the people that you have hurt in the process. Nada, go do pratikraman. So these are amazing solutions. So no matter what a situation arises in front of you, you can remain in the bliss of the self, you know. Krupadev has said that if you can see the self as any everyone, and that if you can say that you can understand who the real doer is, and whatever has happened is to settle with equanimity and to see, and you can see, become free from your own faults, then only this world is worth living, says Krupadev. And the other Shri has given the five agnas in a different manner. So, and then we already have the complete pratigram. The entire essence of Vitrag Vignan has come through five agnas. It is the essence of all the scriptures of the world, is five agnas. And to remain in the essence of those scriptures is the five agnas. And then for any hurt that is caused, there is a magnificent science of pratikraman that has been given to us all. Then if we do not let it touch you, then all the emotionality and sensitivity, etc., all go away. Do they not? No. So, if you send a courier from here to Mumbai, will he reach faster, or if you can just send it through email? It will not email through the satellite recess. You see, but here it goes to the local post office. You see, the intents of the Pudgal will raise step by step, like the courier, whereas when you come into the energy of the S capital self, it will reach like a satellite. You know, if you can just, you know, for this Tirthankas and Chakravartis are such that, you know, this is the highest namaskars to these magnificently enlightened human beings, that there is nothing in this universe that make them, that arises any kind of a passion in them, any kind of anger, greed, deceit and pride in them, and therefore they are the ones that are worth doing the darshan of now. So the awareness of the separation is the most critical thing. Remain on this side of the line of demarcation and then lift Nada up, lift Elisha up, lift Uwe up, lift her up. You remain on this side of the line of demarcation in the S capital self. Anything that happens to Nada or Elisha, it is happening to them, and keep it separate. And then you do not, you know, you stay on solid grounds and then pull them up towards you, pull her up towards you on this side. And so, you know, if the fan is running very fast, do you put a stick in it? Do you put a stick in it? No, you go to the switch and then, you know, just turn it down from 4 to 3 to 2 to 1, and then slowly it will stop. You don't have to wait until it stops or turn off the switch. So we have these switches. Pratikraman is a switch, Pratyakhyan is a switch, and the energy and the VVPS, Vadi, Vancha, and positive, looking positive, these are all phenomenal things that will move you away from the negativity that is happening. I love your examples very much, the two examples that you give. You know, the moment you see it, there is a poison in it, because it is, you know, when you see something, then you see the poison arises, because you don't have it, the poisons and the kashais arise, because there is jealousy, competitiveness, etc. But then, and the second example is that, and then the other says that it is worth dying in this world even as you are living. Die to everything. Just be dead to the relative world. Be, you know, but you see, because, but you know, when you really become the Natha of the relative, the knower of the relative, then you are dead to the relative. And when you become the doer in the relative, then you are alive as Nada, as Salusha. So this is how. So we are. This is in our understanding. It is in our conviction, and then it will come into our awareness, and it will rise to the level of our experience. And so now we are coming to the chapter of. Now we are going back to Aptavani 4. So let us go back to Aptavani 4. You know. Now looks to me like we have just finished the frame. He has not finished, but he will take this a little bit. Because now, what do I have to do? Shall I have to just continue to do? And that, you know, I just have to continue to see the discharge pratishthit atma, and I just, the speech is just a record, and I just am going to remain in the gnata drashta. But at that time, you forget that the ticket for your train or your flight back to Germany is lost. What are you going to do? Are you going to remain the gnata drashta? Are you going to remain the nobody? See, in other words, you'll have to pay attention to what is happening to each and every part in the mind, speech, and body. You know, but what will happen to me? My bag is gone in the luggage, but I lost my ticket. I can't go inside. And so then, but now, so we have to be fully aware in Agna 1 and Agna number 2. Agna 1 is I am Nada. I have to be conscious and alert in my worldly affairs. And then, but the most important critical thing is there should not be any Artha Dhyan and Ravda Dhyan. There should not be any Artha Dhyan and Ravda Dhyan. If there is no Artha Dhyan and Ravda Dhyan, you become free. If you can remain in the Gnan only, that if somebody is hurt, then do Pratikraman. If you see faults of other, remain Pratikraman. Remain in the five Agna, and then remain that I am pure soul. There is nothing more than that. That I am the pure soul, and there is nothing. If you hurt someone, we are the only three parts. The original S capital self is already there in you. S capital self, the absolute. And then I am the one who has become the Raina Sile, and I need to kind of, and so I have to tell Nada to do Pratikraman if she hurts somebody. That is all. I am the Raina Sile, and Nada hurts somebody, then I do Pratikraman. I don't need to, and I, if Nada is careless, then I have to ask her to be very careful in here, in this and this, etc. Now, and supposing I came late. And then I says, he says, I. So he says, when I came, when we woke up late, I felt, oh, these are the subatomic particles of this bed, subatomic particles of these things. So when you ask your wife to bring some ghee, you know, because today we are going to make shiro, that beautiful things. Then she, you know, as he's bringing the ghee, he says, I am bringing this thing. Is this ghee being held because of the vessel, or is this vessel holding the ghee? So as he turned it around, then when he turned it around, you know, all the ghee spilt away. But it's the vessel that was holding the ghee, so it is. But you see, so then what will be, what were you going to do? But in your experiment, you lost all the ghee because you turned it around to find out, is the ghee holding the vessel, or is the vessel holding the ghee? So don't get too confused. You know, when you're on a cruise liner, sometimes cruise ship, or when occasionally you might go into the bottom of the steamer to see what is the machinery. So that is how we have studied the machinery of Aptavani 4. But really, that is not exactly what it is. That is why we say Apna Dada is great. Apna Dada is great. And every day we read something, and then we enjoy it a little bit, and then we come through. And if somebody is hurt in any way, then we do the So if Vidhi, Vachan, Pramayik, Samayik, Pratikraman, Samayik, VVPS is very critical if they're sexual, and Pratikraman and Samayik for sexuality, and Samayik for Kashais. 15 minutes, that's all. Do the Vidhis of the Charan Vidhis that you have been given, and remain in the familiarity of the satsang. That is all. It is not very difficult, is it? Okay, now let's take the Q&As. So we are not going into Q&As even in advance. There are so many questions that need to be answered, so we are going to go into the Q&As now. Okay, so Jai Sachidanand for everybody. The end of the para and the last session of Q&A that is coming up now. I have a question. In the yesterday's Sai Mike, Sushila Janwala. Sushila Chinwala, not Janwala. That's her name. Okay. What would you want to say? In yesterday's Samaik, who is the, I was able to see who the real, you know, who is the doer in step by step. If I took an instance, there were so many evidences in that prasang, in that happening, you know. And routinely, at grossly, then I was able to see at a subtle level also that this was the evidence, this was the evidence, and the gross level, and this was the evidence at the subtle level, and the samayik, and then I realized that am I really the doer or it is happening? No, we are not coming into that. And why don't you just leave it? You know, let us talk about anhak means that which is not rightfully yours, because you know only sexuality is the only place where we say anhak na vishay. You know, you see, so yes, but let us not kind of mean she is mixing it up. In other words, if you want to know who is the real doer, then kind of look at that which happened and look at each one of those evidences, and therefore you will not know that you are the doer. And so, yes, doership. When you are in pride or doership is much worse than really going to pride or into sexuality. When you believe you are the doer, it throws you away from the S capital self, or does it not? Because the Pudgal is the doer, but you are saying I'm the doer. The non-self complex is partly the doer, and you say I'm doing the doer. You see, it is like the officer who says, everybody, you know, if I'm the CEO, but you know, the public is, you know, the people in my company are doing everything and I'm just putting the signature. Taking the pleasure of doership, it becomes 40 times than the original doership. So how does that happen? It is because, you know, I did it, I am this, it is associated with just pride. But when you say I did it, that means it becomes 40 times intense than the sense that I am John or I am this person. So that is a man. And there is a subtle pride in everything that you do. But how is this taking the pleasure in that which has happened? How is that separate from the doership? In man, in pride, there is I am something. But in garvaras, I am actually doing it. And especially willfulness. Willful activity is all very heavy garvaras. And then you want to do it my way for sure. And I want to do it my way. That is extremely willful. And then that makes you suffer a lot. There is a very, very intense result because of garvaras. This is all happening due to SCE only. And then let it happen that you know. Then if you say that SCE is the doer, then you become free from any sense of doership. When you know and when you show file one who the doer is, then she becomes free from doership. And when you can see the world as flawless, then you become free from any sense of doership or accusing somebody to be the doer. Next one. Next question. Then there is the Gnani's Maun Tapobad, the Gnani's inner silence and the inner silence of speech. Maun Tapobad. My question is this, that the other person has a viewpoint. When I cannot understand the viewpoint of the other person, what should I do? Supposing somebody is trying to tell me something, if I remain silent, then is it the silence, inner silence of penance? But then the other person kind of puts me down or becomes angry on me, or he is not. So why is she not saying this? You know, this is, why don't you say something? So if I ask you, will you please repeat your question? Why are you asking the question again and again? Does it happen over and over again, or does it happen with? I have had a few experiences. Is it happening in your work? Most of it is. It happens only occasionally, but ordinarily, when Dada talks about the inner silence of penance, that means when you do not understand, instead of going, wait for a little while, try to understand before you proceed. You don't react. You know, if you do not know what to say when somebody is accusing you or somebody is blaming you, just let it wait for a while before you get into it. Because of the differences in the revolutions of the other person versus your revolutions, if you have very high revolutions and the other person doesn't understand, you need to try to understand the viewpoint of the other person before. It is not something that you do it at every level. It is a general application procedure only, that's all. Next question is on page 301 in Aptavani 4. If our speech is such that it only gives pleasure to the other person, she's had difficulty reading Gujarati. What are these causes? She has got inadequate ability to understand what is written in Gujarati. But anyway, because you know what happens in discharge, you cannot change. But you know, the intentions behind those can be converted from the negative to the positive through pratikraman, through mind, speech and action. If you have hurt her, then you just kind of, the results may not come today through pratikraman, but don't worry about the conduct improving. Just try to understand correct the understanding, and the conduct will come automatically later on. Next one. Two more people announced now. Jai Sachidanand. Before taking Gnan and all the rag dvesh that had happened, do I have to do pratikraman? Yeah, I have already done, but if you have not done and if it bothers you, we can do. We have do so many. Whatever samayiks you can do that we do, then make her do the pratikraman in that samayik. But if you say that nothing is bothering, and if it's not coming in my memories, and it is, then you don't need to dig any further if it's not coming in your memory. The whole idea is that if it's bothering you now, but right now in your current direction, you know, if there is something that is bothering you, that means you want to clear the mind. If there is existing mistakes that exist within you, if there are existing tubers of kashayas within you through which other people are currently getting hurt in your interactions, then you really need to clear it off. Now I have a question. When Dada's Gnan is verily the ultimate Diksha, then what will happen when we go to Mahavidikshetra when we are only 8 years old? Well, do you want to take or don't you want? It is the ultimate Diksha. Then what will I do when I am in the Mahavidikshetra? We don't know. We will see what happens when we are there. Why do we need to plan in advance or try to see in advance what is going to happen in Mahavidikshetra? We'll see it when it unfolds in front of us at that time. Right now, let us finish the current life and then go there. Jai Sachidan. The next one, Arjun Bhai and Jai Sachidan. A million namaskars to you. Okay. I have two namaskars to you. I have two questions to you, sorry. One is a question and then there is pratikraman. And if it's a constant cycle of atikraman and pratikraman, even if it's a cycle of atikramans that happening, you know, in other words, you know, just say that, you know, the weeds are growing and we are sowing wheat. You know, you're taking off the weeds and you're sowing wheat for good, positive things. And then it will all go away. Then the weeds will not grow, and then there'll be only wheat in front of you. Yeah, now question in Mahavidikshetra. When we go to Mahavidikshetra and then we get the moksha from there. Yes, we are going to get moksha. And then that is where there is infinite continuous bliss. And there is no shape. If there is no body there, no. Have you ever been to a cinema? Have you ever been to a movie? And then you sat for 3 hours, you were not given any food or anything, but were you upset at all? You're getting, there is beauty in just seeing everything, right? You could go to Switzerland. You went to Switzerland, you saw all the beautiful mountains of Switzerland, you saw Lake Constance, you saw all those beautiful things. Yes, but you know, from, you can see infinite Switzerlands from high up there, you can see all those beautiful Switzerlands, and it's very beautiful to see, that's all. You don't have to, and it doesn't require the work of your legs, you can just see it. And when you can see it without doing anything, then there is continuous. Why is it that you get bliss in samayik, because by seeing all the junk in the prakriti, it doesn't touch you, because the seeing is the bliss. I want to ask one more. So if you ask one more, go ahead and ask one more. And please, everybody, don't do. Arjun Bhai is special because he is very special man. for countless lives, and this body, this soul has come in this body, and so, you know, if through this body, if I just do a collective pratikraman for everybody that I made, you know, all the hurt that I have hurt for so many people, right now, and so a lot of my friends, a lot of my family members are here, and in front of them I want to clear it off, you see. And he uses his accent, Deepak Bhai, and Chokhu, instead of Chokhu he says Soku. And so also your collective also, and also your these colleagues, these are all your spiritual colleagues. And on the last day of Parishan, we have this, on the last day we have a Parayan, where we will ask for forgiveness from you and all of us to each other. So on the last Parayan, on the last day of the Parayan, we all ask for forgiveness from all these spiritual colleagues that we are here in this group, because in a previous life we had not cleared up completely. Now the next one. What is the card dravya? What is the element of time? And there is one of the six eternal elements. There is time, there is space, there is motion, there is inertia, there is matter, and then there is the S capital self. And so time is also an indestructible element, but it does change. Do you have to do anything to make black hair and white hair? Just pointing to his own hair. You know, time will change it from black to white, just like Nada's hair. So the new will become old, and the old will become new, and the new will become old, and the old will become new. That's all. And so now the next question. I had these two questions. I already got the answers. I am spraying my feet on you to Niruma. This satsang is magnificent. And this, the light of the light is, let it just continue to shine eternally. So he has written some new poetry. Deepak Bhai, through our the little lamps that we have on you, we are touching you are the Pragat Purush, you are the living one. And you know, you are in my highest namaskars to O Supreme God, Father. I am through this mind sphere, the mind, speech and body I am surrendering it all to you. You are the thing. Very beautifully written by the young man in Hindi. Next one. And then it was just an offering to Dada and Deepak Bhai and Niruma and all this. Now next one from Sirish. When Dada says that, Dada used to say that, after attaining the Gnan in 1958, the record become clean. First of all, his doership went away in 1958, and then he says, Ankur says, I had the knowledge in the experience, but how will the knowledge come out? In order to come out of it, and so in order for the knowledge to come out, it had to clear up in the 4 years through the kashais, and so all the discharge kashais, all the remaining discharge kashais were cleared up with whoever person that Dada met through rag, dvesh, etc., the doership, and then from childhood up until the age of 50, when he attained the Gnan, you know, whatever, he also cleared all that up. And so from whatever age that he became aware as a little child, he started clearing it all off. So So Dada apparently took 4 years to do the remaining thing, even though he became completely the non-doer in the what happened in 1958. But then he just did want to do a lot of him from the very childhood. He wanted to improve that which was deficient, you see. And so Dada cleared it all off, and then he says, then I had Sayam Parinam. And so then the more I washed it off, the more I knew that I became free from the kashayas, even in the discharge at a very subtle level, not at the gross of the subtle level, but at a very subtle level. So without, and so there was no, yes, you know, when the nimit comes in front of us, then the speech would come out. But this clearing is very critical, says. So pratikraman is therefore really, because it is Dada, when we have to, even in pratikraman book, we have to do the clearing of then activities, then is in everywhere, every situation in life, wherever there has been any hurt going to this. So he cleared his discharge ego for the 4 years, and then his speech became that which of it there was no honor at all. But even then, he says, sometimes I used to say something about in 75, he says, I by 78, 77 to 78, he's talking strong language towards people of other people that was kind of went away. But in Aptavani 1 or 2, there was no such solution only, because so that it should not happen even in discharge at all. So now, Neela Desai from Vadodara is asking. So in previous Aptavanis it was there, but it was not there in the subsequent Aptavanis. So the mind, speech and body, is batteries are discharging, and they are also charging for the future life too, are they not? But what about the charging that happened before the Gnanvidhi? By doing it pratikraman, but whatever is remaining, whatever speech, will it be charged again? No, it says mostly when you become the pure soul, and as you remain in this samayiks and pratikramas, most of it will get washed away in this very life only. But even if they, supposing it's very sticky, then it might carry forward, but it will be like a burnt rope. So the moment you touch it, it will become ashes. Because you know, as I study this, I have washed the ego a lot, but after a long time, but even if I feel that even now such heavy, intensely hurtful speech is still coming out. Is it bother you? Yes, it bothers me a lot. But it says this will all go away. If it bothers you, then you got, because I'm saying, I feel like that I'm a Dada Mahatma, why is my speech so hurtful even now? But he says, if it is bothering you, that means it is all going to go away, this life only. It is not going to get, this is something heavily intense, it was bound with heavy intensity, and therefore it is going to come out with heavy intensity. And you see, and that which is bothering you inside is your pratikraman, and therefore it's not. And you say, No. But he says most of it will get washed off in through your pratyakhyans. That I don't. Your overall intention is that I do not want it. And where are you more than that? More rather than your intentions, are you not in your S capital self? I know you are also the. Okay, sir. And so the intentions, whatever you know, whatever you had charging in the Charanvidhi is going to come with you in the next life. Really, in Samayik, as you see, all of those layers and are just breaking away. 500 layers are breaking away at one time. 5,000 layers, 500 layers are blocking, falling off at one time. So as you continue to see in Samayik, it will all just fall away from you. And if there is something remaining, that will remain with you too. And so now, with the exception of the pure self, I do not want anything. And then, it is an awesome. And then, and so in the next life we will. You know, when you talk about the illusory attachment, moha, I wonder, you know, you talk, this is all on the way to moksha. You should not be worried about one or two more lives. Our intention is to be in Mahavedic Kshetra only, this life. But even supposing you have come, it depends upon how far you have traveled from the original destination. If your original starting point was very far away, then it will take a longer time. But you know, but everyone is going towards moksha for sure. I just in the whatever you say, this is your final answer. This is your you should be dancing in joy that there is, you are on the path of moksha, rather than worrying about, oh, how long is it going to take? How long is it going to take? For infinite lifetimes, you were wandering in life after life after life after life, and now you are absolutely convinced that I'm going to become free in the next life or in one or two more lifetimes, and that joy will carry you towards, will give you the extra boost so that you will move forward faster. Now next one, Nila Desai and then Mahendra Makwana. Now please speak. So this is a lady by Jai Sachidanand. Somebody else asked. You know, the lawyers say that I, in the last life they charge that I want to plead in the Supreme Court, so the whole world will listen to me. How are they? But they are not a lawyer in the past life. But did he not become a lawyer in this life? He became a lawyer in this life. Supposing. Did you not get married in this life? Did you automatically, you know, you were wanting sex in the last life, you got married in this life. This is how it is. And so once you become a lawyer, you automatically know what to say in court. You know, the moment when you become a mother-in-law, you don't have to go to the school of how to become a mother-in-law. You automatically become